Police are investigating the shooting attack at Bondi Beach as a terrorist event. New South Wales Police Commissioner Matt Lanyon says that declaration authorizes the use of special police powers as authorities investigate the potential for a third offender.
Our Counterterrorism Command will lead this investigation with investigators from the State Crime Command. No stone will be left unturned. This type of disgraceful activity, this wanton use of violence, the taking of innocent lives is unacceptable to New South Wales. It's not our way of life. I've been very clear since I've been the Commissioner that as a police force, we won't stand for this type of violence. We will focus to ensure that there is no further threat to the public.
A meeting of the National Security Committee has been held overnight, and the decision has been made to keep the national terrorism threat level at probable. The Director General of the National Security Agency, ASIO, Mike Burgess, says the threat level is constantly reviewed.
So the national terrorism threat level at probable means there's a 50% chance, so one in two. Of course, that doesn't mean to say there's a connection to an immediate attack following this one. That is subject to our ongoing investigation. We have no indications that that is the concern at this stage, but of course, we will work 24/7 along with our police colleagues to make sure that is the case.